Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To the Gladiators.
Oh, can I used to watch this every Saturday.
Can you feel the of the Gladiators?
Oh, my God. I used to love that. Like, without a shadow of a doubt. So my mum and dad used to drag us round the supermarket every Saturday without fail. We'd always go and do a big shop on a Saturday. But then... That was like really boring. They would always be back in time for Gladiators.
Gladiators was like the first thing on a Saturday night before all the other like Casualty and stuff like that.
Can you feel
the heat? Is it the heat of the Gladiators? And there was Wolf Hunter Jet.
Wolf was my absolute favourite. Yeah, like I always used to wait for him to come on. But when we'd be like Wolf, they'd all go boo. We'd be like, Wolf's on. He's gonna fight someone.
He's gonna get pushed.
He's gonna get disqualified.
Yeah, he used to scare me. I used to like perfect 90s. Feel good Saturday night TV.
Hunter.
There was Jet. She was a really fit
Jet,
one.
Yes.
What was the other ones? Wolf Hunter. I can't remember.
Phoenix, was he one? No, I don't know. We're making them up now.
Mate, anyway, listen, it started again on BBC One on Saturday. And it's literally, it's so good because it's the carbon copy of the 90s one. Same theme tune, same kind of like, like names
Love
of the Gladiators.
It. Who's presenting it?
Oh, so this was a little disappointing, I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
Bradley Walsh and his son.
Bradley Walsh?
Yeah.
Presenting Gladiators?
The only thing, I was a bit like, oh, come on. Come on, ITV.
So we had, it was Eureka Johnson and John Fashnew, wasn't it, who presented it
back in the day.
Where's
the woman? Where's the...
Bradley Walsh and his son.
Yes, that was the only thing. The only criticism. They're not quite funny, but it was the only criticism. Mm. The rest of it, though, oh my...
Is it good?
It was the same games, Hanging Tough. Do you remember that?
Yes!
They did the rings. Do you remember the jewel?
Oh, I was just going to say, they were up high and did the jewel.
The tunnel one where they have to run through. Mate, it was fabulous. And the thing at the end, you know, the travelator.
Yeah, Oh my God. And they always used to fall off the travelator.
Oh, you'd be like, come on. They'd like fall off and go back down. You'd be like, go on. Mate, it was brilliant. And I'll tell you what was even better. Some of them Gladiators.
Are they fit? Are they?
Oh,
am I going to be obsessed?
And what's great is, you know, it's family viewing. You know, it's not like you'll be like, let's put the Gladiators on.
Yeah,
you'll be
sit down with the kids.
Kids, come on, Gladiators. And then you can just sit there going, oh, One of them. I can't remember his name. Is it Legend? Oh, I don't know.
He sounds all right already.
Blood, 6'6". Just
really.
Yeah, it's good.
I might watch it tonight.
Oh, I think you should watch it back on repeat.
Yeah, little glass of vino.
Oh my God. Honestly, yeah. Yeah.
Who was that one? You know, from back in the day, they had like all the like winners.
By the way, the women are fit as well. Just like to add that in.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good viewing for all.
Okay. There you go. Get your husband to watch it with you or your boyfriend. There was one where they had like all the winners, the contestants, that they had like a...
Yeah, they all go back.
Yeah, they all went ahead, but then one became a gladiator. Do you remember back in the day?
Yes, I do.
Was it Eunice? Why is the word name?
Oh my God, what's wrong with you? What memory have you got?
I was a fan. Well, I was a big fan of the Gladiators.
You need to watch it.
And what was her gladiator name?
I don't know.
She was like a contestant, became a gladiator. It was like a big thing. We were like, oh my God, I can't believe she's actually become a gladiator.
Eunice is now a gladiator. Well done, Eunice.
She had short hair. I can literally see her face.
She had black short hair.
Yes.
Do I remember Eunice
too? I think you remember Eunice. Maybe it was like the biggest thing of the 90s.
I remember. Yeah. Should we look it up in a bit?
I think we need to.
Okay. Yeah. But mate, watch it.
Okay.
Oh no, sorry.
We're so distracted by a legend and the rest of them, those hunky gladiators.
An old legend.
This is the Laura and Becky show. We're best friends. We used to be on the radio together. Then we got the sacks. We were like, you know what? We're going to start a podcast.
We are sponsored by Prince Family Law Solicitors, Red Brick Estate Agents and East Midlands Airport.
Do you know what? I'm just thinking, should we add gladiators to Funnery?
Oh my God, mate, it needs to go on.
I think it does, doesn't it? I'm saying this without even seeing it.
Oh God, it's just great viewing.
Stick it on the list.
Okay, right, okay, great. Right, want to talk about clothes, okay? Now, obviously we don't work in an office. We don't have to wear office attire, thank God, because do you know what you'd wear?
Corduroys. What was it? You said pleated skirt.
Pleated skirts. Yes,
a lovely little shirt.
Court shoes.
Yes, with a briefcase.
A blouse.
I said a blouse!
The people don't wear that to offices anymore, do they?
I think some people
do. They?
I think some do.
Really?
You see the odd blouse.
Do you now? Mm. Yeah. Okay.
And those little pump things. People wear those
ballet
in the office.
Things.
Yeah, they wear those.
Definitely
don't
a pleated skirt. Mm. Definitely. I mean, times might have moved on since we worked in an office. Or you ever worked in an office?
There'll still be a Susan in an office who works in HR who's been there for 20 odd years who wears a blouse and a pleated skirt.
Patterned dresses.
In fact, I saw one the other day.
Did you?
So I went into a car body shop place, right? Been there years and years. They're really good at what they do. But there was a lady. I don't know if she was called Susan. Let's call her Susan. Sat behind the desk.
Oh.
And she had a blouse on.
Right. Well, you know, they are actually still quite comfortable.
They are still about if you go looking for them.
I wouldn't know what to wear. However, I am probably going to wear for the rest of the year tracksuits.
Well, we were having this conversation, weren't we? We are in our tracksuit era at the moment, but we like a matching tracksuit, don't we?
A matching tracksuit. I'm going to buy one a month.
Are you?
I think so.
How many have you got at the moment?
Well, actually, I haven't got one. Well, I've got
haven't you?
I've got joggers and a hoodie.
You know, you have got one.
I haven't.
Hang on, a cream one. You have.
I haven't.
You have.
I haven't.
I've seen it.
I haven't. I know what's in my wardrobe.
I swear to God, I think I've thrown it away, babe.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Zara, that one was bubbled actually, but shit, that one.
Oh,
but.
Mate, I've got five matching ones.
Good
five.
For you.
Yes. I've got a green one. I've got a navy blue one. I've got a black one. I've got a cream one. And I've got a grey one.
Yeah, I'm going to
start. All the colours.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah.
They look good, don't they? It's kind of like if you can wear it under like a leather jacket or a trench or a puffer jacket.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think that's all I'm going to wear this year.
They're so comfy.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to have a look in Urban Outfitters. I like their joggers. Joggers for me, because I've got these daddy long legs. They have to be the right length. I don't like joggers that are too short and look right, does it? So it's a bit annoying. But anyway, tracksuit era is upon us.
Well, the trouble is as well, once you get into tracksuits, you can't get out of them. Literally, the thought now of getting up and putting on jeans. I'm literally like, oh, how uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I look at my joggers and I think, that's what I want to wear today. Even when we have meetings, I think, is it acceptable to go along in a tracksuit?
I think it is. I think if it becomes us, actually, what are we talking about? Of course it's acceptable because we say it's acceptable.
We say who,
we say when,
we say how much.
So it's acceptable. From now on, if you go into an office and you have to wear a pleated skirt, go up to your manager and be like, enough, I need to be comfortable whilst I work.
I need to be in my tracksuit era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You won't look back.
And if you have any problems with Susan in HR, send her our way. Okay. Now we need to talk about what we did on Friday.
Oh, this
I don't think I've had the
so
most fun.
Funny, wasn't it? Like literally, it shouldn't be this much fun.
I would
to go and do it again, but I want to go like a proper. I mean, it had quite a good selection of them, but I do feel like we could go a bit more. Apparently, someone on our live offered us some.
Really?
Someone's messaged us and said, "Did you not see the person on the live offering you?"
Oh,
yeah. So I'm like,
"Oh, we missed that."
I think I might go so far in this, I might wear a different one every day,
so I won't recognise you. Laura, is that you?
Is that you?
Well, we've been meaning to do this for a while, haven't we? This is to do with our cheetahs videos on TikTok and Instagram. So obviously, you know, we want to go undercover a bit more. Mm-hmm. We want to go a bit more incognito. So a lot of people suggested go and get some wigs, girls. So we were like, "All right." Kept meaning to do it. Didn't get around to doing it, but we did it on Friday. Went into the shop and first of all, you say, well, we started getting all these wigs, didn't we?
Yeah, there was loads of them.
But there was a massive sign. We started going to open them. A massive sign went, "Do not open or try on the wigs." And we were like, "Oh, what are we going to do?" Because we wanted to film it, yeah, didn't we, for social media. So we poodled downstairs. There were two, in fact, we haven't spoken about the two women there. They were funny, weren't they?
They were funny. I think they're mother and daughter.
Yeah, I think they were. So they were behind the desk. And actually, they were very pleasant.
Very nice.
Yeah, because they were like, "Yes, girls, no problem. We'll open the boxes so you don't rip them. But yeah, put one of these funny little cap
fishnet sock things on.
I mean, they're not very attractive, are they?
No, but they work.
They work. You look like, you reminded me of a bank robber when you put yours on.
It's not a look.
Just pulled it over your face. But we did indeed try some wigs on and we had a whale of a time, didn't we?
So good. I literally, there. I've got them and I keep wanting to put mine on, but I'm like, don't ruin it.
When are we? On our next stakeout.
On our next stakeout, we are going to put our wigs on.
If you haven't seen this, by the way, you need to go and watch our video. It's on our Instagram or our TikTok at the Laura and Becky Show because we've videoed the whole thing.
So I uploaded it on Saturday and straight on Instagram, they loved it. They started going wild for this video. And the last bit is Becky, like for fun, puts on this like curly wig. It's actually supposed to be baby's hair from Dirty Dancing. It was out of like the dressing up packet thing.
Yeah, it looks nothing like that though, by the way. But
everyone is like, "You need to cut your hair and perm it." Like, mate. I have to say, because you are so boring with your hair. Your hair is gorgeous and it looks lovely every day, but you
I never change it. No. Maybe this is the change I need.
Maybe that, I mean, it did look fabulous. You look
Do
like
I need
a,
to get a perm?
Well, so you look...
Is that what I need?
You look like a cross. So a lot of people were saying Mick Hucknall, which is apt because you quite like Simply Red.
I do. And actually, I do look like Mick Hucknall.
And then someone else said, "Oh God, what were the other people that you were saying?"
I look a bit Charlie Dimmock-ish.
Charlie Dimmock. There's the other person.
The woman from Dragon's Den. Kelly.
Kelly.
Yes. It's not...
You look like her.
Yes.
But there was someone else. So everyone thought I looked like Cher, which is no bloody surprise, is it?
By the way, did you see that one comment on the video? Because you were like laughing about your wig and a girl went, "Laura, your wig is my exact hair. So stop taking the mickey out of it, okay?" That honestly made me die.
Oh my God. There were so many funny comments. They absolutely loved your wig at the end. Everyone
but also,
was
it's
like,
kind of like a gingery, orangey, reddy colour. Maybe that is the colour for me.
I swear to God, you looked amazing. Oh, Ed Sheeran. Like Ed Sheeran. I'm
Ed
Cher.
Ed Sheeran basically, and Mick Hucknall.
Everyone is like Cher, Cher, Cher for me. So that's great. I have been told I look like Cher before. Toya Wilcox was another one you look like.
Oh, all the good ones. Maybe I do need to go and get a perm. Maybe I should just do it.
Stacey Dooley was another one. I mean, she hasn't got curly hair like that, no. But Debbie just put, "Take the Mick Hucknall wig, Becky." Meg Ryan was another one. You look a little bit like Meg Ryan.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what's the film where she's got curly hair? What is it?
I can't remember.
You've Got Mail?
Something like that, yeah. Honestly, if you've not seen it, go and look at it because you do look fabulous in it. But I think what we need to do is, I think we need to test them out. Let's go like somewhere and wear them.
Why don't we go for a wine and just wear them?
Yeah,
and see
let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm up for it. Yeah, 100%.
Oh my God, I've just had a thought. What we should have done, if we'd pre-thought this, we've got a meeting after this today,
aren't we? Imagine?
We should have just turned up in our wigs to see if the person we're meeting recognised us. Have you got them in your car?
Hang on a sec. No. You know what we could do? Where are we going on Thursday?
Oh my God. Let's not even say because we could do this. Okay, yes.
But anyway, we are getting disguised now because stuff's getting serious.
So you ain't going to recognise us.
No, you're literally not going to recognise us. Right, time for a quick break and then we're back with the mate about, oh God, I've just read what it is.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So I'm living life a little bit on the edge today.
Okay.
This is how crazy it gets with me. You ain't going to believe this. Hold on to your hats.
Wow, this is going to be exciting, guys.
Yep.
It's going to make you feel really boring in your life.
I mean, you think you've seen crazy. You ain't seen nothing yet, guys.
Go on then.
So this is the bane of my life every single year, right? Because I have a real Christmas tree. And every year I think, yes, real Christmas tree. Smells nice. Love it. Looks like, oh. So I get this real Christmas tree. But then it's always that when I have to get rid of it, I'm like, what do I do with it? Mm-hmm. Now, last year, I probably can't say what I did with it. I just disposed of it somewhere.
You lobbed it over the back of your garden wall?
Yeah. Am I allowed to say that?
Oh.
Well, you just have. Yeah. It's fine. It's wasteland there, so it's fine.
It's fine. It's not someone's land.
Yeah. It's not like it's all like, yeah.
Actually, to be fair though, what is it used for?
Nothing, waste.
It's just a lot of brambles.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's fine. Anyway, so this year I was like, what am I going to do with it? And always taking it out, because it doesn't really, it's so like fat, the tree, it doesn't fit through my doors. Probably so there's all pine needles that come off. It's always a massive operation, right? So finally got it outside and I just had it out my gun. I thought, well, what am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with it? And I just stand there looking at it, thinking that some miraculous, it's going to disappear. Anyway, it doesn't. So someone said to me, put it in your green bin. Because they'll just take it, your green waste bin. And I thought, yeah, genius.
Don't tell me you just shoved it in it and didn't cut it out.
I'm going to show you a... Cut it? What am I going to cut it up with, mate? A kitchen knife? I ain't got a saw. I'm going to do get my knife collection out and start doing it.
They don't take it though, do they?
Well, someone told me they do. But do you want to see a picture?
Oh, God.
Hang on.
Is it just literally stuck in your bin?
You're going to die
when
you see it.
Oh, my actual God.
And I've actually put this outside of the front of my house tonight for bin night.
Everyone's laughing at you, Becky.
I know, that's what I thought. Well, I ran out and I put it there and I ran back in as if, if they don't see me, they won't know who it is. Honestly, I sort of hid it behind my other bin a little bit.
Oh, please film them pulling up, looking at it and driving off.
Well, what I'm going to do... Oh, look at the picture first, right?
You're going to go out in your underwear, aren't you, again? Becky...
That is how it is on my drive.
If they take that, I am going to ring the council and complain that they wouldn't take mine like that.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
You need to put that on our Instagram.
So what
please
I'm going to
film
do,
it.
Well, I've thought about this because they always come at 7 o'clock on the dot, right? They're very rarely late. And when I first moved into my house, I had a lot of like packages and things from like new furniture and stuff coming. And I did come out. I went, hello, good morning. Morning, boys. Morning. I went, I know there's a lot. Would you take it? And actually, they did take it. So I thought tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., I'm out there, but I'll have, done myself up a bit.
Oh, right.
Bit of makeup on, done my hair.
Yeah.
Maybe the dressing gown just slips open a little bit, you know? And I'll just hop out there and go,
if they take that, they can't take it.
I'm going to say they will.
What are you just going to be like? Just love it. Love it.
Oh, boys, please. Yeah, please take it for me. Come on.
Put it on Instagram and put a poll on and go, will they take it? Yes or no?
Okay.
Please do that. Please.
Let's see.
Head and see Becky's absolute calamity of a green bin. I'll be so impressed if you get them to take that.
If they don't take it, what am I going to do with it?
I don't know, babe.
Lob it over the wall again?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can join the one from last year.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta @ The Laura and Becky Show.